Interior Health has issued a toxic drug warning for the whole South Okanagan after multiple overdoses. The warning, unlike previous alerts, does not name a particular type of drug related to the overdoses. None of the reported overdoses have been fatal according to the release. The warning will remain active until May 3. Interior Health is advising users to get their drugs checked regardless of the type and manner in which they are used. Find a location for testing at drugchecking.ca. To reduce the risk of overdose, Interior Health also suggests the following. * Avoid using different drugs at the same time or using drugs and alcohol together. Don't use alone or ask someone to check on you. Start with a small amount and work up. Use at an overdose prevention site. Carry naloxone. Know how to respond to overdose. Recognize the signs of an overdose: slow or no breathing, gurgling or gasping, lips, fingertips turning blue, difficult to awaken, or non-responsive. If you must use while alone, consider using the Lifeguard app, which can connect you with 911 emergency responders if you overdose. The South Okanagan has not seen as many alerts for toxic drugs in the South Okanagan as it did by this point in 2023. The last drug alert that impacted the region was an Interior Health-wide alert in November for fake dilaudid, hydromorphone, tablets. Read more. Fake dilaudid tablets with high overdose risk hit Interior Health region.